Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did you just watch?
We watched The Legend of Tarzan.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
See, because all I knew was a Tarzan movie. I didn't know if it had an actual...
The Legend of Tarzan, movie told no legend of Tarzan.
So, Kyle, before we talk about anything, how did you feel about this movie?
I fucking hated this movie.
I hated every second of it. Holy shit.
Should we tell people that Mercedes is here with us?
Oh, yeah. Mercedes is to my right.
We're too lazy to fucking mic her.
She's not going to be mic'd. She's just going to sit here. And if I say something she really is upset about, then she's going to yell at me, which hopefully is everything, because I think that she fucking loved this piece of shit.
I did.
So, this movie, if I could sum it up real fast, this is what this movie is. This is a movie on Sunday, like you get out of church, and you know, the family gets together, you go out to the movies, you know? Just want to have a good time at the movies.
No.
So you get your little M&Ms, get your little Soda Pops, and you watch this movie. And then you're like, yeah, Tarzan. And then when it's over, you're like, wow, that was really good. And you never watch it again, and you never talk about it again, because it was just a movie. It was just a thing that happened. Yeah. That's what this fucking movie
is. It's pretty
was.
Forgettable film.
Nope.
How? Are you going to go out and buy the Blu-ray?
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
No, I absolutely won't.
Send me the fucking receipt. I want you to send me a picture of the receipt, because I do not believe this at all.
I will send you a receipt.
All right.
I'll send you a picture of me holding the movie, putting it in my Xbox, like, hey, got to watch this movie.
And then you like quit like halfway through, you're like, hey.
No way.
Forgettable fucking movie, everything sucked.
I think if we saw this in 3D.
There's so much 3D bait in this movie, it's unreal.
All the slow-mo and the jumping at the,
I didn't know this
movie. When he was getting, okay, the spoilers start now, because this happens at the very end. Spoilers. Don't watch this movie. When he's getting, like, choked out, and he, like, flexes his neck muscles or whatever, and then the beads fly out, and it flies towards the camera. Or when Samuel Jackson is talking to the ostrich, and it's pecking. Oh, you see it pecking. It's just pecking back and forth. You know what that is? That's fucking 3D bait. That's what that shit is. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot it. Yeah, I didn't think about it, I guess, because we didn't see it in 3D.
Yeah, thank fucking God. I don't want to pay $10 more to just be disappointed.
I would.
Yeah. No. We've only seen one movie in 3D, and it was free.
The Martian.
The Martian was free.
Really?
Yep.
I probably would have seen Star Wars in 3D, but it really wasn't a big deal that I didn't see it.
Yeah. The lightsaber would be cool
for you. Yeah, there's like a lot of stuff that would have been cool, but...
Yeah. Not Tarzan.
So, this is Tarzan. Let me just break down the plot. Super not really complicated. And there was one thing about the plot that I thought was interesting, but they basically didn't commit to it. This was like post-Tarzan. This wasn't like a Tarzan origin story. So it's supposed to be Tarzan after he had come back to England and is a regular person. And then he has to go back to the Congo and be all Tarzan-y, which would have been fine. I'm okay with that. If we didn't constantly cut to his origin story throughout in flashbacks, why? We know what Tarzan is.
Yeah.
See?
Said if they would have done the origin story in this was the better movie, though. They should have just done an origin story.
It still would have sucked, though. It still would have been like, why did they do a Tarzan origin movie?
Everyone knows the origin of Tarzan.
Yeah, but it was better than this. There's more story there than this.
No.
I agree with you, them not committing, though, because he's seriously in England for like 6 or 7 minutes, and then he's Tarzan again.
It would have been great if you would have just
before
had
he
him
goes to the Congo,
go
it's
there.
Not even 10 minutes, that scene. Before he is back in the Congo.
Yeah, so they come to Tarzan, they're like, hey, there's this guy.
The first thing he does in the Congo is the head rub with the lions. He's Tarzan again.
No.
Absolutely Tarzan again.
They were lionesses, first off.
Whatever.
Second.
They were fake cats is what they were.
Aw, they were adorable.
They're not real cats.
So what you wanted was more of him just being in England?
No.
Is that what you wanted?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, but still
take that movie,
a little bit more.
Take that movie, take out all of those origin story flashbacks, and just go from there.
Okay.
I don't need any of the origin story.
It's one or the other.
I agree.
If you're going to do the origin story, just do an origin story.
So Samuel Jackson plays Samuel fucking Jackson in this movie.
Yeah.
Because we can't have him actually act anymore.
He was the absolute worst thing about this film.
I also don't understand what his character was supposed to be. Is he supposed to be the one that we are like...
He's the comic relief.
Well, I know he's comic relief, but are we supposed to kind of project ourselves onto him?
God, I hope not.
Because I don't know what he was supposed to do other than being walking exposition in the comedy relief.
I'd like to project myself on the butterfly when Jane's ship or strapped to the boat because it showed up. It's like, meh, and it left. That's... That's where I was as a viewer.
So there's like this guy, he's a Bond villain, and he has
Leon Rom
crucifix.
Absolutely Bond, yeah.
It's made out of spider silk or something, and he's given and he's getting jewels to supply his mercenary army so he can rule the Congo.
That's not why he's getting that.
I don't know.
He's getting the diamonds because the Congo is split up by the British and Belgium or something. And he's getting the diamonds because they are behind on their rent payment of the Congo.
Okay, that's what it was, yeah. Yes, it is true. That's basically what happened.
That's why he needs the diamonds for. He's giving them to that fake John Hammond to pay off their debt for the Congo.
It's not the Congo. The debt is for the army that's supposed to come in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what would have been cool about this army that you keep speaking of? What? If they actually fucking came in.
They did.
They did not. Yeah, they did. 20,000 people.
20,000.
20,000.
It says 20,000.
I know. There were people.
50 forts of 400 people.
There's
like
people.
Are you talking about the beginning scene where they have like the Gatling gun and the people not aiming at anything?
No. Those were just the settlers already there. Those were just the like security or whatever already there, the soldiers there. But there were people set up in tents that got ran over by the wildebeest. And then all the ships behind that guy, those were all the soldiers. They were waiting to get paid so that they could come ashore. That's what the whole point of the diamonds were. And I also have something for the origin story. The reason why it was important was because we needed to find out why Tarzan killed the dude's son.
Did we, though?
Yeah, that was in the origins.
But did that really play into this movie?
Yeah, that was the whole reason that Tarzan went back.
Why couldn't they just had the end fight and the guy's just like, you killed my son. And he's like,
yo, bro, you killed my son.
Yeah, and then Tarzan's like, well, he killed my mom. And they could have a scene where they were, when they were walking through the forest, could have done an exposition scene where he talks to Samuel Jackson talking about how his mother died because they had the.
Did we need right more exposition things. Talking?
They're, if they, you're going to go fucking ham in an exposition, then just go all out. I mean, they could have just done a stupid exposition scene to explain that.
One thing I did like in the origin story that I had never seen before in one. Was like how graphic it was, I guess, because you see a live action little baby Tarzan and what's the big gorilla's name?
Kala.
No, the male, the leader at the time.
Kiwanis.
Kojak. You get to see him actually chase him down and beat the crap out of him as a child, and
he didn't beat him up as a child. He beat around him.
He intimidated the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And then beat him up whenever he was an adult and he was trying to save Jane. So it was pretty cool seeing that, because I mean, all I saw was like the Disney Tarzan, and it was just like, oh yeah, he just grew up, but they just kind of disliked him a little bit.
If they would have played one Phil Collins song, that would have been okay. just one Phil Collins. Collins.
The first battle, like it's all swords and everything else.
Swords? What?
Yeah, when they're fighting with swords and all that.
The very beginning, there's a tribe that the leader is a leopard guy because he has leopard paws on his hands.
He looks like an idiot.
And he's like, herp derp der, I want Tarzan. I'll give you these diamonds if you get me Tarzan.
So there's swords and slicing and there's nothing like blood. You're trying to have this brutal fight in a PG movie. It doesn't work.
They all had guns. The only person that had the two swords was the guy that was in charge of that little militia.
All of them did.
No, only that guy used his swords. He had two of them.
Did you not watch the beginning of the movie?
They were totally way more than
all had swords.
They all had swords and
the
spears.
The other guys had spears.
They all had swords. There's all sorts of stabbing.
Yep, it's a real thing. They just...
The first fight with the Juggalos.
Yeah.
And the African Captain America and his people. You see them, they were little, and they were red and white, and they had little shields.
So you're talking about...
The very first fight.
No, okay, so I'm talking about the army. You're talking about the African tribe?
The African tribe versus Lee.
They all had swords and spears.
That's what swords, yes.
Yes, yeah, swords.
They had like little, they're not swords, they're like knives.
Yeah.
Like that huge dude had a knife until he slipped.
They had sharp, stabby things.
But the army guys had weapons. They had guns.
Well, they never used them.
Yeah, they did.
Not when it came up to like an actual fight. Once people showed resistance, they didn't shoot anymore. They just stood there. No. Tarzan took out an entire train of people and not one of them
grabbed a gun. Because they were intimidated.
If I was intimidated and I had a gun on me, I would probably shoot the gun.
And Samuel did have two pistols at the time.
He's fucking Samuel. He's worthless.
I have a problem with his first fight scene.
I hate Samuel Jackson.
It's really fucking stupid. Okay. Leopard guy.
It's a jaguar, okay?
Leopard guy doesn't know who Crucifix guy is, okay?
Yeah.
Why didn't they kill him? They killed everybody except him. Kill him!
Because he knew that Crucifix Guy could get Tarzan
back. How did he know? He didn't know who he was, because when Crucifix Guy talked to him, he's like, oh, who the fuck do you know who I am? I'm fucking Leopard Guy.
Maybe if you wanted him to go get Tarzan for you, maybe you shouldn't have killed his whole fucking army that was with him. Well, you left one old dude in a white suit to, like, you go get Tarzan, because my entire tribe of warriors, we can't fucking do it. You go, old man. You go. And I'll give you diamonds.
Their way of doing things is different, I guess.
Wow, you choked him out with a crucifix. Yeah. That was cool. I guess that you can get Tarzan, because we, an army of tons of tribes, can't get Tarzan, but you can. Here's diamonds.
So, that first scene...
I would love for you to defend this right now.
I really liked it. Okay. Because that guy and, like, his whole tribe or whatever pretty much offer the guy his greed. They're like, hey, we have these diamonds. If you give me Tarzan, I will give you all the diamonds that we have.
Okay.
So it's like showing the white man's greed, and he's like, he probably didn't know. He didn't know that he'd get Tarzan, but he knew that he wanted those diamonds, and people get desperate. And that guy was like...
How did he know that he wanted the diamonds?
Because he showed it to him. He's like, these are what you want, right? And he's like, all you have to do is give me a name. And then the dude was like, all right, Tarzan.
Why would he believe that he could do that when everybody fucking died?
He didn't. It's not like he gave him a whole bunch of diamonds. He gave him two, and he was like, there's more, but you have to bring...
No, I'm saying, like, why would you...
Why did he even think to try that deal?
Yeah.
Which one?
The diamond.
That I'm not going to murder your old ass. Like I did everyone
else. Even though
else.
I killed everybody there because I'm pretty sure you guys are a threat, I guess I'm not going to murder you. Hey, so you survived. Hey, you want to get Tarzan? Like, is that a thing that you can do even though I killed all of your people? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know.
Also, how did they know English? This is a big thing that I was really...
I hate this in every movie. Everybody in Belgium, everyone speaks perfect English.
You want there to be subtitles the whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, 80% of Americans disagree with you.
Well, they can suck my balls because it's not that fucking hard to read.
Those 80% of Americans need to learn how to fucking read.
And it would also be very weird hearing different dialects in different languages. Like, Africa is very much like...
It would have been fucking great because it would have been historically accurate and would have been interesting.
You do know that it's a movie about a guy that was raised by apes.
I'm not saying everything needs to be super historically accurate.
At least
I would just
give
like
them
if there was a little
an
effort
accent. There. Because they gave a throwaway line later in the movie where Jane's like, yeah, my dad taught everybody here English.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's cool.
Yeah.
They would have an accent when they speak English.
It's not like they could speak perfect English.
They don't in this.
They have an English accent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After they speak fucking African.
Yeah.
That's... No.
Moving on. Moving the fuck on. So, we get this fucking deal, and then we have fucking Samuel Jackson, some kind of agent, and it's like, Tarzan, we need to go see if they're getting slaves and stuff. And Tarzan's like, no, I don't wanna. And then he's like, hey, we need to do this anyway. And I'm not going to show you any identification or anything. So showing
I'm not
going to
show you any proof that this is right.
And Tarzan's like, okay, let's go. So then we're introduced to Jane, who is
Harley Quinn,
and she fucking sucks. And there's this bizarre miscarriage subplot that doesn't make any sense because at the end of the movie she has a baby. There's supposed to be some kind of like emotional payoff because they had a miscarriage. Why couldn't they have just had a baby at the end?
Yeah.
And then they could have said, the legacy continues. There was no reason to have that bizarre miscarriage.
I really wish it would have ended with, the legacy continues.
It would have been perfect. It would just fade to black. It just says, the legacy will continue.
Yeah, there was really
set
no,
up
no
Legend
point
of
to
Tarzan
it.
2, Kala's soul rebirth. And he's like a shaman in the Congo. And like, he gets like...
He gets put into a robot body and becomes Robo-Tarzan.
So then they go to a makeout tree because Tarzan doesn't want Jane to come.
My favorite part about the makeup tree is it's supposed to look like he can climb a tree effortlessly, even though it's obvious that like someone is just pushing him up there.
So bad. Why didn't he like
because
swing?
He just gently put his arms up there and then his body just went. Whoop, and he was up there. Like, he didn't pull himself. He was just in the tree. It was hilarious.
Why didn't he just, like, swing? Like, his whole thing is swinging.
He jumped up there.
No, he didn't jump up there.
No, he didn't.
He put his arms on the tree branch.
And his body
He hung there like this. There was no effort. And then he just descended towards the heavens.
Just, like, floated up there. There was no jumping.
Tarzan, all right?
He's not.
Tarzan has to use muscles, okay?
He has so many of them that he just doesn't have to use it to climb a tree.
He has enough muscles to break a necklace.
He does, dude. That's so awesome.
Fucking stupid.
It was so funny.
I think this is around the point. I originally wasn't going to take notes for this movie. I really wasn't because I didn't expect.
Once I saw Samuel L., I was just done.
I went, Kyle, give me your fucking pad of paper and a pen. I have about 5.5 pages of
those
notes.
Are little baby pages. You make it sound worse than it is.
This would fill 2 full pages.
No.
I mean, like, front and back. Like, one side, the other side.
Okay, yeah. It would fill that.
So, we have Makeout Tree, and then...
Jane decides she's going.
Yeah, Jane decides she's going. There's a throwaway line about Tarzan's hands, which was really stupid because... If you're going to make a point talking about, like, the bone structure is different, can we not just have him just do this all the time? Like, that's all... I'm doing the little Tarzan hand thing.
He does do that all the time.
I know.
But that's all he does.
That's all he does. Why was there a line about his hands then?
What are you talking about?
When the kids are like, who, Tarzan? He's like, yeah, my hands are really fucked up because of bone structure. You know, it's, like, no big deal. I was just, like, raised by gorillas and whatever. And he just, like, walks away.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
No. It didn't serve the plot.
Didn't serve the plot. There's a bizarre throwaway line that we already know of because we already know who Tarzan is.
The plot is Tarzan.
Yeah.
So people...
No, the plot's not Tarzan. The plot is post-Tarzan.
Post-Tarzan, right? So mm-hmm. people aren't used to... I guess little children aren't used to, like, seeing him in person. So whenever you see someone and they walk up to you and their hands are permanently in a state like this, they're like, oh, look at your hands. Like, they're not normal hands, flat out.
Why did they need the hand thing in there at all?
It just shows that, the way, what I'm assuming is from grabbing onto the vines, that his hands are permanently, like, all of his fingers are out of the socket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, walking like that.
Actually, he said it's from walking on all fours for so long, which he never does in the film.
Which I thought he was going to.
He did as a child.
But he should have in his battle with his brother gorilla.
He did.
No, he ran upright.
Yeah, he just ran upright. Remember?
And then Superman
and then
punched him.
And then it goes back to him. And then it goes back to the gorilla. And then it goes back to him. And it was fucking stupid. And I wanted to kill myself. It was great. I loved it.
It could be because it's post-Tarzan. Maybe he doesn't do that.
No, but they had the flyer that had him as Tarzan. Because the whole thing about when he comes back to Britain is that he gets, like, carted around as a kind of like a sideshow thing.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't they already know about that?
Like King Kong?
I wouldn't say the extent of King Kong necessarily.
Why not?
Because he wasn't a giant ape.
He's a giant man.
He's not really giant.
So then we get to the scene that's really dumb.
Which one?
So they go to the Congo.
Yes.
Or actually, no, this isn't the dumb scene part. We're almost there.
Okay.
One of the only things that I did legitimately really like in this movie was the relationship between the tribesmen with Jane and Tarzan.
Yeah.
I thought that was very well done.
I did like that, yeah. Awesome.
And they go to the tribe, and everybody's all like, oh, look at you, Tarzan, you're not naked. And he's like, ha ha ha, Tarzan. And they're like, oh, Jane, you're hot. And she's like, ha ha ha. So then they show her the house where she grows up. Now, this is the dumbass scene that happens.
Oh, the mating calls?
Yeah. So she's, like, walking through the house and is like, oh, yeah, that's a mating call by this fucking red-tailed snapper. And here's the mating call of the puma. And here's a mating call of the blue butterfly. I don't know. You don't know?
Yes, I do.
No. Tell me right now. Has been confirmed.
Yes.
This is biologically accurate.
Pretty sure she's right.
She's just going through this fucking house talking about mating calls. Then Tarzan just like comes up behind her and she's like, you smell good. And then, of course, we have a fucking stupid sex scene because we have to have one of those.
It's not a sex scene. It doesn't show any sex.
No.
It's still dumb.
Okay, so let me tell you a little something about how that was a good scene, okay?
Please do. Holy shit, I would love this.
All right, so... That whole scene is pretty much like him trying to seduce her, right? So Jane, if you don't know, is in love with birds.
Okay.
She wrote an extensive amount of novels.
He didn't use a mating call of a single bird, though.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Her favorite bird, by the way.
Well,
So she wrote many novels, had pictures, like that was the main thing that brought her to the Congo was all the birds. So it's like a seducing thing. And it's a mating call, and he's very, like, primal animalistic. Like, you're not a chick. You just
No, if he was primal animalistic, you just fucked her. Pulled his gorilla dick out, just stood there, and just be like, Tarzan, Jane, Dick, and there's bruh, bruh, bruh. It would have been done. You don't have to fucking do this stupid mating call bullshit.
Well, this is a problem I have in a lot of movies. What got him to go to the Congo? What did Samuel L. Jackson say to get him there?
That there might be slavery involved again.
So why is his first instinct to fuck?
Because he found like the tribe that I guess helped raise him and educate him, and everything was okay.
So that just gave him a raging hard on.
No.
Hey, it's all my friends and family. Oh god. Here we go.
No, he just assumed that everything was all right and as it should be. And Jane's fucking hot as hell, so he's like, let's see.
She's pretty hot.
All right, Kyle, not very good in this. You're going to need to take over plot because I don't even know what even happens after this.
Okay, so they fuck. And then they apparently fuck for 3 days because the bad guy cuts back to him. He's like, oh, they took a detour. They're in this village. I can get there in 3 days. So they fuck for 3 solid days. 3 days, okay. Nonstop, just plowing.
Or they were just there for 3 days.
I'm going to say they were fucking for 3 days.
Or maybe
that's why there can be a battle. Tarzan can get kidnapped and Jane is still like sleeping. She's wrecked. She has been through hell. So I almost called him King Kong. Tarzan gets kidnapped and he's being taken away, and then they burn the village, even though it just burns the thatch roofs and not the wood planks that hold it up, because wood doesn't burn.
I want to say something real quick.
How stupid that is? Okay, go ahead.
No. When they kidnap him, they put him in the most magnificent hog tie I've ever seen in my
life.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
it was so good.
It was professional quality.
Well, and it came from, they lassoed him.
They did. He's an animal, dude.
And then fucking Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He just comes out and
he ends up being the fucking, like, dude from Overwatch. Just pew, 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 pew. He needed a poncho. Why wasn't he wearing a poncho?
I don't know.
He's just dual wielding guns. Even though it was edited weird, there was a scene when he first shoots the guys and they drop Tarzan because they have him in a C-3PO pouch thing.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, it shows him shoot one gun, and then it cuts to two guys going down.
There's a lot of editing problems in this movie in general.
You can't kill two guys with one bullet. It's bad editing.
No, the first guy that dies wasn't shot by a bullet. It was an arrow that hit him. So I'm assuming what he did was he freed all the people there and then started charging in.
See, this is the problem, though. You have to assume a lot.
Yeah.
This movie just doesn't show a lot. Well,
I'm assuming Samuel doesn't know how to shoot a bow and arrow.
I'm going to assume Sam L. doesn't know how to fucking act either. Here, I'm going to do my Sam L. impersonation. Watch. Give me a character. Give me a character.
Give
me a
character. Eva Marie.
Hi, I'm Eva Marie. Give me another one.
Mercedes.
Hi, I'm Mercedes. Give me two.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I'm Hulk Hogan. It's the same.
Here's the thing with Samuel L. Jackson. He can act.
He hasn't in years.
But he hasn't because I think the director's literally like, just be yourself.
There's a big problem with that.
Yeah.
Stood out in this. As soon as I saw him on screen, I was just like, ah, motherfucker.
Yeah, because you know that at some point you're just going to be like, wow, Tarzan, you got a big dick.
Should I lick his gorilla balls?
Oh!
Like, where did that come from? He was the comic relief, but his dialogue sometimes didn't feel like it fit the times. This is like the 1880s. He didn't feel like a character from 1890.
It was just Samuel L. Jackson.
And he didn't talk like a character from 1890.
A big thing.
I don't know.
Going into the tones of the movie, this is super all over the place. I don't know why they're taking like a nod from Marvel of having every fucking scene ended with comic relief. When things are like very serious, and then we have wacky stuff. Wacky Sam L. eye rolls, nut licks.
Ugh.
When Jane is hogtied and Tarzan, that fucking whatever.
I don't think Jane was ever hogtied.
I don't know.
And he had the part where Tarzan went down on Jane. That was comic relief.
Yeah, young Tarzan with his fucking vagina sniff. That was stupid.
She was okay with the other mild molestation until he got down there.
So this is around the scene, yeah, when they're going to go find Jane now because Jane was captured.
She was captured.
And this is when I noticed they were doing two things. One, this entire sequence that was like 5 minutes of them talking about like a plan to do, and Tarzan's talking and Samuel Jackson's talking. What was up with the circling cam? They wouldn't fucking stop. It was becoming like disorienting.
I thought when Sam L and Tarzan are walking through like the plains, when they're walking towards the camera, it's steady. But when it's a camera of them inside, it's just a dude like just walking around.
Yeah.
The camera's all bouncy for no reason.
You know, one thing that I wrote down was I don't know why scenes just couldn't be still. Like, why did they have to do something?
The camera was always moving.
Always moving. But
zooming in on eyes.
But it wasn't until, like, a good effect. It just took me out of it. It was weird. It's like there's scenes, like, where they're sitting down, laying plans, and it's doing a circling cam over them.
Well, maybe they realized their green screen was so fucking bad, so if they kept the camera still for too long, you would see it too clearly. It was terrible.
It was not. Yeah, no.
So, almost like the CGI gorillas, who I almost believed were real.
Maybe.
It's not true. No, they were not good.
No.
And couldn't you have, like, a real elephant?
No. I wanted real animals.
Couldn't you have real animals?
Probably not.
Random, they didn't get hurt. You could have CGI'd when the gorillas were getting gunned down. Or when the bison...
I don't think they have trained gorillas.
Fucking elephants. They could have real elephants. Not that many. You wouldn't want to get that many apes together. Yeah. They will fucking kill you. Trained or not, you don't want a pod of whatever the fuck
a group pod?
Of gorillas. What's a group of gorillas called?
Posse? I don't know.
I don't know.
Pack?
It's not a pack.
Sure.
You guys, you know maybe what? Maybe it's talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to find out.
So,
because I think it's a fucking pod.
Starts talking to...
Yeah.
Bond villain.
Oh, wait. Pod is whales.
Yeah,
pod sorry, it's whales.
So Jane starts talking to the villain, and he is doing the stupid thing of, well, I'm going to tell you my entire plan so that you know how to foil it. Here we go.
It's a band of gorillas, by the way.
A band of gorillas. Okay. And then she's like, did you know that your mustache is a little bit higher than the other side? And he walks away.
It was dumb. It was so dumb.
Why?
What was the point of it?
He's OCD.
Since when?
Since the whole movie.
Name one other thing he's done that's OCD related.
The silverware on the plate. He moves the silverware so that it's parallel on the plate.
He did do that on her plate. Yeah.
He's OCD.
When does that ever come up, though?
It doesn't. It's just her telling him to fuck off.
Why can't she just say fuck off?
Because she's British.
She's not.
Well, she...
No one in this is British. There's not one British accent in this movie.
Yeah, there
is. Not one.
Tarzan has a British accent when he talks.
He shouldn't, though.
Yeah, he's been living there for years.
Have a gorilla accent.
What is a gorilla accent?
I don't know.
Give me a gorilla accent.
I don't know. Were you not waiting for a gorilla to talk?
Oh, yeah, I really was.
I really was.
I wasn't.
I don't know. I think it's because they were that fake that it put me in mind of, like, Planet of the Apes. Mm.
So, with Jane, like...
People,
not in the new ones.
Oh.
With Jane, they, like, try to say that she isn't, like, a damsel in distress, even though she... pretty much is. Because,
absolutely is.
Like, the only times where she does anything that's non-damselish is when she spits in his face and she really shittily hides a knife and then she kicks somebody off a boat and that's pretty much the extent of it. The rest of the time, she's just like, well, when Tarzan comes, he's gonna kill you.
My husband, he's big and strong.
He's gonna get
you. He's gonna get you. You're gonna regret the day you messed with him.
Me!
My dad's going to beat up your dad.
And that's really it. Well, I did. This was around the time where I called the ending of the movie. I decided to write down what I thought the ending was going to be. I was half right. I said the ending was going to be... Because at this point, this was before they completely threw away the damsel thing. And she was just like, well, when Tarzan gets you, you're going to be kidding.
You're going to be sorry.
I had originally that she was going to kill the villain with the crucifix thing that he had all the time.
It's a rosemary. Okay?
Whatever.
It's rosary.
A rosary.
It's rosary. A spice.
And I had the Puma guy and Tarzan were going to fight. And then Tarzan.
You changed it every time.
Tarzan was going to.
Black Panther.
He was going to start getting, like, beat down by Panther guy. And then I said that the gorillas and or other animals were going to come in and break up the fight and either kill or capture Claws. And save Tarzan, which that basically happened at the end. So I was right there.
Yeah, and my thing is after that altercation, it was just done. That was it. That main story plot line was just, man, it's over. Well, like, wasn't a big deal. And those claws are the weakest things ever. You just put little scratches on Tarzan.
Because Tarzan's a beast. Dude.
Little scratches.
Tarzan didn't go through fucking Weapon X.
He is a beast.
He basically, like, in this movie, here's the thing. This is another thing I have written down.
He doesn't have magical healing powers.
Yeah, he gets fucking mauled by a gorilla, a full size
gorilla.
You absolutely can get mauled by a gorilla.
You can get mauled by a gorilla.
It bit him on the shoulder.
Okay, and it beat the fuck out of him with his giant gorilla hands.
It hit him 2 times, yeah.
Okay.
I will defend this. You're talking about when he's fighting his brother?
Yeah.
I don't think
his brother. You say he was holding back.
I don't think his brother was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
His brother, I think that was, he was just trying to say, you deserted us. Take your lumps.
Yeah, It wasn't meant to be a killing fight. It was meant to be like, hey, you fucked
up. Because when he's protecting Jane in the flashback, he is almost beaten to the point of death.
Why didn't he just give him a noogie?
So that's my thinking, is that his brother, they're just fighting because it's what they do. He wasn't trying to kill him. Because he beat him. He could have killed him.
Yeah.
He beat him to the point where Tarzan couldn't fight anymore, and then he just gave him a little back smack and walked away.
How does Tarzan have the strength to throw somebody through a train?
Because he's Tarzan. That's what he's known for, is being a huge, muscular...
But he's not huge and muscular.
Yes, he is.
He's not ripped.
Yes, he is.
He is not John Cena out there.
He's not like super crazy Tarzan ripped.
I'm just already saying that Tarzan, that's what Tarzan does. I get it. Yes. But, in the sake of all Tarzan, just because he was raised by gorillas does not mean he has the strength of a gorilla. They cannot give him that.
Like, the way that Tarzan is, I guess, is that the jungle was his training ground. So he learned different things from each of the animals.
Did he learn how to fucking juice? Because it's the only way he's going to throw somebody through a train.
Or it's just a shittily made train.
He's just a very, muscular guy. He's very strong.
Did they teach him kung
fu? I guess.
He was able to hold Sam L on his back and swing from a vine.
All right, I'm going to go back. John Cena, he's pretty fucking ripped,
how tall
right?
Is John Cena?
I don't know. But he's really fucking strong, right? Would you agree with this?
Yeah.
You think he can kick someone through the side of a fucking train?
Probably.
I don't think
so.
A train that's made of balsa wood, because that's what this they didn't even try to make it look like it was anything more than it was.
It's just a big dude. It's just what he's known for.
So when did the gorillas teach him kung fu fighting?
Yeah, he disarms them and does all of these police sweeping.
He does roundhouse kicks and
Superman punches.
And leg sweeps and all these kicks and things.
I thought it would have been really cool if during that scene he got down on all fours and just fought like a gorilla.
Yeah, which is what I thought they were going to do.
Maybe they tried it and it didn't work out.
Or have a training montage where the ostriches are teaching them how to kick.
Jesus.
Yeah.
A training montage.
So what even fucking happens here? I don't even know where I am.
He fought his brother.
Yeah.
So we forgot to mention that the tribe leader gets shot by villain guy.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad.
Yeah.
They never touch on this, which I was kind of confused. Who's running the tribe anymore? Is it the friend of Jane?
Yeah.
I think it's the friend of Jane.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I figured.
The wasabi or whatever his name was? Yeah. I don't know names, so you just
They
should have
given him the necklace or what? Because didn't he have a necklace signifying that he was a tribe leader?
Maybe he didn't die.
No, he died. They had a funeral.
There was no bullet hole in him.
They probably patched it up.
No, they just wanted a PG. Was this
was
PG?
This I was going to say, was it PG or PG-13?
I bet it was PG. This didn't scream PG-13 to me at all.
Oh, yeah, there are even more hot makeout scenes after this. I forgot about that.
I would make out with Margot Robbie.
I would make out with Tarzan. Alexander Skarsgård's so fucking hot.
I wouldn't go that far. He's filthy.
Mercedes wrote this down on my piece of paper, which is interesting because I was going to write this down. Tarzan loses a piece of clothing in every scene.
Sure does. Also goes back to Tarzan.
I know it was PG-13.
PG-13. Okay.
It was PG-13.
Oh my god! There's a scene where Samuel Jackson literally forgets his lines. Did you not catch that? Am I the only person that caught that?
Which
scene
was that?
He was just standing there, and it was this huge, really pretty long scene of Tarzan talking, and then one of the tribesmen talking, and it goes to Sam, and he just goes, "Yeah, the doctor did this," and then it cuts away from him. He literally forgot his lines, and they just had to fucking go with it.
They should have just cut him out.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. I loved his little throwaway line at the end where he's like, "Well, isn't that a sight to see?" or whatever. I'm like, oh my god, shut up. Shut up.
So they go through the jungle. There's a gorilla fight because of reasons. This is where the lick his nuts thing came into play. And I was like, just stop, please.
Ugh.
Tarzan's like, "We gotta lick his balls." And Samuel Jackson's like, "I'ma lick them balls." And Tarzan's like, "You don't need to lick those balls."
So what happened at all?
Anyway, so then...
Apparently Rom, by the way, I'm reading trivia as you guys talk. Rom was based on Clayton from the Disney animated film.
Cool.
He wasn't Clayton at all.
No.
Clayton was a badass.
Yeah, he wasn't...
He was dressed like Clayton.
It should tell you, Emma Stone, Jessica Chastain, all these people that turned down the role of Jane.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There was a phrase that I wrote down on my notes that I never thought that I would ever write anything like this down before. I have sewing skin with bacon ants.
Oh my god.
Now, Mercedes is going to try to defend this.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly fine.
Hold on. I can't hold this off. To tell you how much faith they had in this movie. Okay. Do you know who was originally in talks to play Tarzan?
Who?
Michael Phelps.
Really?
What? I didn't know Tarzan took mad bong rips.
One of the triviers, Christoph Waltz, played Captain Rom. It's not fucking trivia, you morons.
Yeah.
He's 6'4", by the way.
Yep, he is. He's huge. Alexander Skarsgård is huge. He's awesome. 100% of his body that is real muscle, except for his back. He did get implants on his back. I'm not sure, like, to add definition or to make his back broader. But that's another little thing about him.
So Tarzan gets his arm cut or something and it needs stitches. So Samuel L. Jackson, whatever,
yeah,
it doesn't
his
matter.
His brother Kamala bit him.
So.
And the ants are a real thing. Do that.
Okay.
I just want to stress
That's fine. Samuel L. Jackson uses ants.
Bacon ants.
Bacon ants. The ants to taste like bacon because Tarzan starts eating them to close the wound.
To sew it.
Okay. Now, this is my problem with the scene.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson's a doctor, field doctor. He was in the military.
Okay.
They're in the wilderness. Right? Okay.
Okay.
Why doesn't he have a first aid kit? And why didn't he sew up him with a first aid kit?
Huh?
Mercedes, I'm sorry, it was dumb.
No, it's not.
It was dumb. They just had it. Why would you go into the Congo knowing how Samuel L. Jackson is constantly talking about how, like, he grew up in the Congo, or didn't grow up necessarily. He's just like, I spent half my life in, like, places like this.
The wilderness.
Yep. Okay. So why would you go without a first aid kit?
Maybe they didn't have first aid kits.
So you're banking on the fact that you're going to find these, like, bullet ants to be able to close a wound.
Well, you can use other things to close a wound other than ants.
What did he do for the infection?
Yeah, he talks about there's an infection. What did he do?
Yeah,
immediately, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Rah, you're bit. Oh, that's so infected now. Infections aren't immediate, dude.
No, he didn't say that. He was like, what did he say?
He absolutely did.
He said, your wound is infected.
Your wound is infected. We need to get that taken care of.
100% he says that. Yeah.
I thought he said before it gets infected.
No,
he
says
your wound
is
infected.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah. That's dumb. What did he do to disinfect it other than close it with ants?
Maybe he peed on it.
No, there's probably.
No, because they would have shown that scene.
They would have shown.
They would have shown him like, licking balls, huh?
Maybe whenever how it works is that you put the ant on it, and then whenever it bites the skin, you rip off the body. So maybe there's something like in the poisonous sting of the ant that kind of helps disinfect it.
Maybe. We don't know.
So we go back to Jane's on the boat because they're trying to use her to lure Tarzan in. Okay, so she tries to escape. Like, she tries to kill him with a knife, first off. Really, really shittily.
She just steals the knife.
She steals the knife. I'm guessing he was trying to attack him or something.
While he's eating steak, shocker, he noticed his knife was gone.
He had two knives.
Yeah, but only one of them was a steak knife.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a butter knife. They showed it in very close up as he put them back down.
So, here's the thing. After you have Jane tries to, spits in your face, tries to escape, all this shit, steals a knife. You've been putting people in cages. Why don't you put her in a fucking cage?
Why not kill her?
Well, you can't kill her because... Oh, actually, you checked...
Tarzan wouldn't know she's dead until he got there.
True. Well, he needed her to scream, I guess.
She never did.
This is true. She's like, I'm not a damsel.
And then she shows her with a single tear going, Tarzan, I hear you.
Come yeah, put her in a fucking cage. Whatever. Then there's Gorilla Dutch angles. I had to write that down because it was fucking terrible. There's so many eye close-ups throughout this movie. What was that?
The only thing I can think is they have that line when they're with the elephants saying you could tell so much story through someone's eyes.
Oh, fuck you, Dan, whatever your fucking Harry Potter
name
is.
Dan Yates, or David Yates. Del Toro was on board with this towards the beginning, by the way.
A big thing with Tarzan is they say that he's able to speak to the animals, but how he does that is through their eyes. So that's why there's so many close-ups on the eyes.
It's him talking to him. He's Aquaman and the fuck out of those.
Yep.
It's a circle of life. Why didn't he take his baby up to a cliff and hold it out?
Oh, that would've been great.
And then all the animals bow?
Actually, fun fact, I did that with Samson today. So before
did
I
you just pee everywhere?
No, before I left the house, I took Samson. I was putting him on my mom's lap. She was in the recliner. And I took Samson. I went over. And I didn't have a shirt on or anything. I looked pretty much like Tarzan.
You're pretty ripped, yeah.
Yeah. And I took Samson. I held him up. Samson's my wiener dog. I held him up to the skies. I went, behold, mother, your child is born, mighty and strong like the wilderness. And I just threw him on. And I left.
Did you do the song after that?
I should have. I've done that before. But one time I did it and he did pee. So that's all I didn't do anymore.
Just right in the
well, no, room. I did it on my bed. Like I had, I was on my bed and I was picking him up and I needed to move him or something. And I was like, ah, and then right there, and then he just started peeing.
It's so you'd stop singing.
Well, then there was the time where
he bought that motorcycle though. So
I gave him the F5 on my bed. Don't report me for like animal abuse. It's fine. We were on my bed. It wasn't like I actually threw him and shit. But I took him and just, and I took him. I was like, all right, Samson, if I, and he just threw up on my pillow.
Leave him alone. This is why he's friends with Porcelain Head.
You're a poor dog, dude.
Dude, Samson likes to play. Sometimes he just gets a little too excited.
You're lucky I've already forgotten how to do the Samson voice from the fanfic. We've moved on.
So, okay. So then we have the showdown with...
Showdown, if you will.
With Leopard Paws. And Leopard Paws is all like, you killed my kid. I'm gonna kill you, Tarzan.
And this is when the slow-mo into sped up, back into slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to stop in the movies today.
I thought we were done with that.
I hate that. The Zack Snyder, why is that a thing that people were like, Zack Snyder, huh? He's good. For one, why do people think that? Two, why do they think those type of shots are good? Oh. So the reason you speed up fight scenes is so you can half-ass choreography. But then when you're slowing it down, is that just like that? He's really good at the Superman punch. He should have cocked it.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
That would have been great.
If he just looks over to Sam-L, and Sam-L just like nods, and he just goes,
believe that, and he just punches out a gorilla. It'd be fucking amazing.
So they have Leopard Paw fight, and then Tarzan wins. Then Leopard Paw cries because his kid died, and Tarzan's like, "Ah, I'm sorry." And
Tarzan admits he has no honor.
He didn't at the time.
He still doesn't.
No, he does.
No.
Yeah, because he was like, "Where's your honor?" And he was like, "I didn't have any," which means he does now.
Why?
Why what?
Because he watched a fake gorilla die.
What? No.
Kyle, that was Kala the gorilla.
I know who Kala is. Did you know right. who Kala was? Kala is a big fucking deal in Tarzan.
Yeah.
Did you even like, I mean, we put it together that was his mom that got hit by the arrow, but there's like no emotion to it.
Are you serious?
I thought that scene was actually pretty
emotional. See, I didn't think there was much emotion
to it.
He's
holding her and she's dying.
I think it's because it was intercut with other shit. And then they went back to it and repeated the same shot of her dying in his arms. It shouldn't have been intercut. They should have left it.
Well, they didn't do the close-up of her face.
No, they did the close-up of her hands. Yeah. I don't know. I
thought it was okay. I do agree that it shouldn't have been intercut with the other stuff.
No.
Okay, I want to say something real quick.
Yes.
So did either of you guys think that stone that she gave him was that diamond thing they were looking for? Because at the very beginning, they said something about this huge fucking diamond, and I thought that's what it was.
I didn't even hear that part.
No, because it was like amber or something.
Yeah.
John Hammond, not John Hammond that's in this, the Colonel Sanders John Hammond ripoff, he's going to fucking find that. Jurassic Park.
Oh my God.
And also, what did you guys think of the Tarzan yell, the call?
I didn't think it was very good.
It was okay.
They should have got Carol Burnett to do it. She does it better. Anybody? Lincoln loves when I make my Carol Burnett references because he says...
Because nobody gets it.
People will absolutely get it.
I don't know.
I'm tugging on my ear right now. Just follow because they fucking know. People know.
People will get it as much as my Andy Kaufman shirt I'm wearing.
They don't even know you're wearing a shirt. I know.
Because I'm not wearing a shirt.
It's gross.
So there's
He has taken his clothes off during a recording before and made me edit it out on a fucking audio podcast.
Why?
Because I was
like,
so
really, it was just really hot, and like,
and I look over and he just goes, and then just starts like shimmying around, and he's like, cut that. It's like,
I don't remember. It was like really hot, so I just took my pants off.
No, you took your shirt off.
Wasn't my shirt? Okay.
Yeah.
I remember. Then, well, there was one time where I did take my pants off.
You do that a lot.
Well, that was because my belt was really messing with me.
Yeah, but no, you took your shirt off and then told me to cut it. Did your boobs be like,
what episode was it? I don't even remember.
Fuck, I don't know. We've done too many.
So the end of the movie is the scene where we have the Bond villain has the gems because he
diamonds.
Bought Tarzan.
Diamonds.
So he has the rubies because he got Tarzan, and then they're leaving, and he's trying to get the ships to come on shore, and then we have one last fight scene with Tarzan. Now, here's a couple things.
You're forgetting, like, all of the animals banding together.
Yeah, he had to be some friends.
I know. I was getting to that. Because that's how this starts. But I wanted to talk about Jane real fast.
What's there to say about Jane?
Why didn't they shoot her in the head? Just shoot her in the head.
She served no purpose to them anymore.
You got Tarzan. You got your gems. And you got your diamonds. Well, Tarzan's going to get you. That's my husband. And he should have been like, I don't care. Boom.
Yeah.
Maybe that dude was trying to seduce her. Like, he did have dinner with her and stuff.
Oh, hold on. I forgot to talk about the fucking...
They did imply rape.
Yeah, there was that. And then also, what was the deal with the pre-sex joke? What was that?
What pre-sex?
When he says, my priest bought me this for me when I was nine, she goes, yeah, sounds like you and your priest were really close.
Yeah.
What?
That's a modern joke that they put in this movie from 1890.
And that is...
It didn't fit.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
Say a lot of the humor and stuff just didn't fit the time frame that you were trying to set to me. But whatever.
So, yeah, I mean, you've given Tarzan to Panther Guy. You have the sapphires.
Oh my God.
Kill her.
Shoot her in the head. You're a villain.
Which he's already proven at the very beginning. He was holding the chief at gunpoint. He got Tarzan. He goes, I got what I want. And he shoots him.
Yeah.
Fucking kill Jane.
Done. It's over. You're done.
Because she's our Lois Lane. She's our damsel in distress. You gotta keep her around.
I still think that he was just wanting her for himself.
Whatever. So then he gets, he's on the boat and there's alligators coming because Tarzan gets all the animals together. And then they're
crocodiles.
They run down the plains and they're like attacking everybody. And then Tarzan starts blah, blah, blah. And he's hitting people. And then he's like getting Jane. He rescues Jane. And then crucifix guy comes over and puts a crucifix around Tarzan's neck, has him on the ground. He's like choking him out, whatever. Why doesn't crucifix guy have a gun? You'd think that they would all have a pistol. And if he had a pistol, shoot him in the head.
Or just keep pulling on the thing until he dies.
Or shoot him in the head with a bullet that's made out of metal that goes through his brain and kills you. Shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head.
Because he's a Bond villain.
Shoot him in the head.
The same could be...
He doesn't have a gun, so he can't.
Why would you not have a fucking gun in the Congo?
Because he has his rosary thing.
Yeah, I got my rosary.
I'll
choke out a tiger or gorilla if it comes to me.
I don't know. He was surrounded by, like, soldiers all the time.
So why didn't the gorillas attack him when he was going up to Jane?
I thought that that was supposed to be, like, a trap that she was setting for him. That's what
I
thought was going to happen.
That the gorillas recognized who she was, saw she was in danger, and that they were going to attack him.
Nope. He just comes up and gets her.
I was like, well, I'm glad she jumped off the boat for no reason.
She also and jumped off and they tracked her immediately.
Yeah, that was weird. And apparently Tarzan was not far away.
Yeah,
because he had just fucking fought those gorillas. I didn't realize they were the same ones.
And then there's also the scene where, like, she screams and he hears it from, like, 50 miles away on the top of a mountain.
But then when you realize...
And the Assassin's Creed dives.
Why did Samuel L. Jackson do the cliff dive into the trees?
Because it was funny.
Why would you ever think that's not common sense?
Yeah, if you were in that position, you'd go, fuck that. I'm not Tarzan. I'll find another way around. To get down. The whole thing was that he was constantly catching up to Tarzan, so there's no reason for him to do that. Or he would have been like, yeah, you're going to have to carry me, Dura.
Okay, so think of his character right now.
Thinking of his character. Samuel L. Jackson. Okay. It's just Samuel L. Jackson, so I'm thinking Samuel L. Jackson.
Think of Tarzan's character. He didn't give a fuck about Samuel L. Jackson.
True.
He didn't.
No.
You just, like, keep up.
One time he cared about him.
With the vine.
Yeah.
But think of Samuel.
Thinking.
Do you think that he would be more likely to climb the cliff or to jump into the tree?
Climb cliff.
Because he's...
I doubt it.
Because he's a rational human being.
I doubt it.
So you're telling me that if we go to a cliffside, let's just say I'm Tarzan. I'm Tarzaning out.
Okay.
I'm swinging on vines. I'm talking to the animals.
You're just going to go... Better follow him and just jump the fuck off the cliff?
Into the tree, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because you can grab onto a tree. That's what he says.
You can go the other way. They went up a mountain. You can go down, and then you can go around. To the left or the right. It doesn't matter.
Drop.
If you're feeling frisky, you can go kind
of. I could jump off a 20-story building. I could grab a windowsill, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm going to jump off the fucking building.
But a tree is softer.
No, it's really not. A tree's solid fucking wood.
It's softer to land on. Like, because you can hit each limb on the way down.
That is not something that I would...
And it will slow down your fall. You'll break something, but it's better than
he
falling
didn't.
Down.
He was fine.
Yeah, he's cool.
And then he, just like it's not a problem, runs across the fucking tree limbs like everybody else.
A little sketched out by that.
Stupid. It was dumb. It was dumb. Scene. Samuel Jackson
didn't he say,
was dumb.
There are all these motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking jungle.
I'm tired of these motherfucking gorillas.
After he grabs. So end of movie is Tarzan breaks the necklace by flexing his neck muscles, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, alligator or crocodile, whatever they were, communicate via some kind of verbal communication, because that's how you like get. Is this a real thing?
He calls them. Yeah.
How can you call a crocodile?
Because he's Tarzan.
My thing is, he wraps up Rom while he's still hooked up with his legs, right?
Yeah.
You would think he'd put him in like a lock, like he'd lock his legs, like a full guard. Didn't. Did you notice? He just kind of like, his legs were open, he just was squeezing him with his knees.
Squeaky.
All that guy had to do is be like,
You know what he also had to do?
Just like push him, like,
so shoot him in the head.
Shut up. So what you're saying, Kyle, is that he doesn't know any kind of kung fu.
No, he absolutely does.
No, because he doesn't know how to
You
do
find one... Blood. That's not kung fu.
He doesn't know any form of martial art. It's just what he learned in the jungle.
He did not learn roundhouse kicks from monkeys.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't.
Sure he did. Maybe not from monkeys.
Show me a monkey that can roundhouse kick. I'm sorry, gorilla.
Show me a wild animal, period, that can roundhouse kick.
Can you roundhouse kick? Probably
a lemur.
That's the animal you pull out?
A lemur.
Boy, sure am scared of the lemurs. So,
if you're going to have the scene where he pulls him in with his leg, then just have him lock his ankles. He didn't.
Maybe it's because he's choking. He doesn't have the strength.
He just pulled him. I don't even know why he pulled him in, just so he could like...
Hold him.
Didn't
walk away so the crocodiles can come eat him.
If he walked, where's he gonna go if he walked away? Crocodiles can still get, they have legs. They have feet.
It was slanted.
They have feet. They can walk. It was sinking though.
Yeah.
He's not gonna go far off that boat.
The crocodiles were just waiting.
And apparently they didn't care about John Hammond.
That other dude was coming on the boat, so maybe he could have flipped.
I don't know, Mercedes.
So the crocodiles eat him, and then Tarzan comes back. There's another makeout scene at the very end while Sam watches, and he's just like, you look like you won't give me a hug.
That's my callback to the grill balls.
Tarzan, yeah. And they hug. And then a year later, they have a baby. And then they should have put The Legend Continues.
How bad would it have been if when they cut back to London and Samuel Jackson, that Jane and Tarzan were there?
How bad?
That they just like, done here, back to London.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that was the movie.
That's the movie. It's not good.
I feel so bad for giving The Shallows a 2.5. I really do. If I were to go back, I would change it to like a 4.5.
I think as far as storytelling, The Shallows was better.
The Shallows.
I keep saying The Shadows. I don't give a fuck. It told a better story, betterly.
Okay.
You guys are going to let me say betterly? Really? Thanks.
I was just going to let it slide.
I just think it did a better job. There was drama. There was tension. I didn't feel there's any of that in this at all. Did you ever feel like Tarzan and Jane or Jane were in trouble?
Yeah, I thought that because the name of the movie was Legend of Tarzan. And when the boat blew up, I was like, oh, okay, so Tarzan dies. And that's the legend of Tarzan. He sacrificed himself to save the Congo and save the people from slavery.
That would make sense.
So I thought that he was going to die, which would have been cool. And then I thought that since they had their sexy time, then later on Jane would have a baby.
And then it would have said The Legend Continues.
Yeah, see? So
Boggy Creek.
So I thought that's what it was going to do, but it didn't.
No, that's because of Will Smith.
Will Smith.
That they can't have a movie with the name Legend in it and actually make them a legend. I'm going to shit. I Am Legend. You guys seen this motherfucker?
Yes, I've seen
it. Have you read the book?
No.
Do you know why he's a legend?
No.
Because he fucking dies.
Okay.
Doesn't die in this.
Okay.
In the movie. Therefore, he's not a fucking legend.
Tarzan dies. He becomes John.
Oh, no.
He was born
no.
John.
Oh, no.
He was always no. John. Ugh.
Hey, Mercedes.
Yo.
God, you know that's the worst thing ever.
Do you know what the pitchfork rate? You know our pitchfork rating scale, right?
No.
Like 5.2.
5.3. 9.3. Something
like that. We go points now.
We go points now.
Why?
We're getting fancy. Anyways, what do you want to give this movie?
5.3.
That's
huh?
way lower than I thought you were going to give it.
It's average, though. I would say this is, at best, an average film.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like super awesome, but it was okay, and I enjoyed it.
It could have been really good. It could have been a fun movie. Yeah. I think is what we were expecting, right? It was a fun, forgettable movie.
Oh, go ahead. I have to tell you something funny about this.
Well, my rating, first of all, I take back my Shallows rating. I gave it way too low. I was just in a bad mood that day. I gave it like a 2.5. I'm giving Shallows a 4.5 because this is definitely getting 2.5.
It's 2.5.
This is way
I'm
worse.
Gonna go. I don't remember what I gave The Shallows, but
you gave it a 2.7.
Okay, that's probably too low because I think these are level. I think they're like 4.
I think we were so disappointed with Shallows that we gave it way harsher scores.
I'm gonna say the same thing about The Shallows. I give it about 4.1. They could have been better. And the way they sit now, they're just forgettable. Not insulting. I wouldn't say Tarzan was an insulting film.
Well, the thing is that even though it's like kind of a forgettable, like stupid movie, it doesn't have the charm that other movies like that have. Like The Mummy, I think, is a great example of a movie that's not amazing. It's not really a good movie necessarily, but it has like a charm to it where you can go back and watch it.
Like Gods of Egypt?
You shut the fuck up. this had none of the charm because, I mean, if you break down, like, The Mummy and The Mummy Returns, it's pretty much the same kind of formula as, like, this movie.
But they don't take themselves as seriously.
Exactly. There's not the super serious tone, and there's not a charm to it. This had none of it.
That's the hard part when they have movies with comic relief where they try to take themselves seriously, but then they don't throw in shit like that. Like, The Shallows wants you to take it seriously, and then it throws in that fucking ending. How? No. Like, those things don't go together. Take Sam L. Jackson completely out of this movie. What would you give it?
Well, see,
he brings it down a lot.
The other thing that brings it down, though, is all the flashbacks. Like, if I could take flashbacks and Samuel L. Jackson out of the movie completely,
it'd be 30 minutes long.
It'd be 30 minutes long. I'd probably give it like a 4.8, 4.9.
I just, for me in the flashbacks, I saw a better movie there. I'm not saying I would have liked it. I just thought it would have been, we all know the origin story. I just think it's a good story to tell. And it really hasn't been told since the animated, there hasn't been a Tarzan movie since the animated Disney movie. And it's Disney. It's a bit watered down.
Sure.
And Jane's not as hot. Jane was pretty hot in this.
Yeah, she was awesome.
I see that she can act better than she did in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame her for this. I don't blame any of them for, like, her character was just reading lines. At a certain point. Like, she didn't have much...
Tarzan didn't talk at all very much.
And he shouldn't. It's Tarzan. Yeah,
it's Tarzan.
He shouldn't talk.
So, Mirka, what's your little story thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Take us away, Mirka.
Okay, so I was in the bathroom, right? And so, ladies, as they do in the bathroom, like to gossip.
Oh, gossip.
Yeah, so there were some adult females in there. And she was like, yeah, I just went to go see Finding Dory. What'd you go see? And the other girl's like, I went and saw The Legend of Tarzan. She was like, oh, yeah, I heard that was out. How was it? And he was like, oh, my God, Tarzan was so dreamy. And
oh,
was like,
my
talking
God.
About, like, how hot he was. And like,
yeah, I was in the back of the theater just finger blasting the fuck out of myself watching Tarzan.
I'm just
rippling
telling you,
abs.
That whole, like, mating call scene, panties drop. Like, I heard nothing but wet towels hit the floor in the theater.
Oh, God, is that what that was? I thought I dropped my Mountain Dew. Damn it, Mercedes.
The women love that.
In all fairness, the first time he took off his shirt in the wilderness, he did. Did you not see him, like, he was flexing his abs a little?
That's just like, how he normally looks.
Yeah, but come on. He should have just done, like, the boob bounce.
Well, that was Tarzan.
It's worse than I thought it was, but I still think it's just forgettable. If you think you'll like it, go watch it, because you probably will.
I liked it.
I wanted to like it, didn't think I would.
Kyle, what's our next movie?
You really want me to tell you?
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure it's Ghostbusters.
Oh, no. I thought we had, like, another week until that.
I'm pretty sure Ghostbusters is next week.
Fuck.
I
want to
go see that, but I don't
want to
see that.
I wish... I want to like it.
Yeah.
Because it's Ghostbusters. I want to like it. But I keep watching the trailers. They're garbage. I hear what they did with the music. It's garbage.
They do.
It's...
Fucking Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy and... Missy Elliott,
yes.
Think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird
There's some electronic dance music.
We still have a week.
Okay, what's our next
week? Next week is a special week, actually. We'll not be seeing a movie in the theater.
Oh, yes.
But next week, we will be having 4 or 5 days in a row. There will be an episode up, so it should be a blast. We're having a special week-long retrospective of a certain director's film.
It's going to be great.
So that will be next week. Then the week after that... is we have Ghostbusters, then Star Trek. Yoga Hosers gets limited in July. Suicide Squad comes up in August.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slow year as far as Ben-Hur, apparently. It's coming out in August.
And then Rogue One comes out.
Rogue One.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, Doctor Strange comes out in November.
Yep.
Yeah. So now next week is Secret Life of Pets.
I know. It's going to be so good.
My mom wants
punch my mic in the face.
Secret Life of Pets. I am going to see it with my mother because she wants to see it just because there was a dachshund in the trailer. Yeah. So she's like, all right, I'm going.
It looks fun. It really looks like it'll be fun. It looks fun. But we're not going to do it.
We don't do kids' movies reviews because we're gonna, we can't.
Say we'll be uploading a special one, and while that's being uploaded, we're going to be recording two specials.
Yep.
So
we should all just go see the movie anyway.
And we have a shitload of stuff to upload, so.
All right, Mercedes, the last thing I want during this podcast, I need you to give me a Tarzan yell.
I can't do a Tarzan.
Come on, Kyle.
I knew you were going to have me.
Somebody's got to do it.
I can't do a Tarzan yell.
I can do a Tarzan yell.
Yeah.
I'm the only person.
Back the fuck up.
Tarzan!